This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office is being investigated by federal authorities over questions asked by a psychological screening company in the hiring process. The company is called Psychological Dimensions. It does pre-hire and post-hire screenings of applicants for jobs. At least a dozen agencies in Colorado use the company. But federal officials want to determine whether some of the questions they ask violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. One woman, after getting a job offer from Arapahoe, had the offer rescinded after she voluntarily told them she had been treated for post-traumatic stress disorder 7 years prior. Iris Halpern is her attorney.
They're using a selection criteria that discriminates. I think there's disparate treatment as well, which is there was just intentional discrimination.
Arapahoe County declined to comment, and the investigation is ongoing. The new school year is almost here, and Denverite Sandy Batulga reports it will be a test of district policies limiting phone usage.
Colorado school districts are mandated to implement a plan around phone and other personal device usage during school hours, per a state law passed in 2025. An explicit phone ban isn't required, but some districts like Denver Public Schools are trying out a bell-to-bell ban, meaning students won't be able to use their devices at all during the school day. Phone bans have only recently been implemented, so schools around the country are still seeing the effects. Florida was the first state to try, and a study found that students' learning outcomes are better, but may come with an initial increase in suspensions. I'm Sandy Batulga, Denver 8.
And public schools in Aurora and Adams County District 14 start this week, with most other Metro Denver districts returning later in August. And a new superintendent is taking over running the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Major General Paul D. Moga will take command tomorrow. He replaces Lieutenant General Tony D. Bauernfeind, who's been in charge for 2 years. It's common for superintendents to rotate out every few years. Moga is a 1995 Academy graduate and former fighter pilot. It's CPR News.